Check this out, guys. An hour and 13 minutes into the new Crow movie that just came out on August 23rd. Well, it's coming out tomorrow, but I already got it, bootleg version. And the runtime is 111 minutes long, which mandatory is 111. Witchcraft, that's the number tied to the vaccines, right? And at an hour and 13 minutes in, look at this black goo scene where he sells his soul. And 113... coronavirus pandemic equals 113, and it's all the black goo, the nanotechnology. So I want to let you see where he's talking to her. He's making the deal first. All right, so watch this, guys. And it's crazy. In this, there's these demons that trick people. They like possess them and get them to kill themselves or kill other people that way, that they go to hell. And the black blood is what allows them to travel between worlds. Listen to this.
It's not up to me.
See the all-seeing eye. I mean, he's got so much symbolism on him. It's crazy, guys. Behind his ear is a spider web, which is really has 8 points on it. It's a representation of the 8-pointed star, the Star of Babylon. And you'll notice whenever they're traveling between worlds, there's always water where they're like a drowning. You remember Stranger Things when Eleven was going into the upside down? That's where he just was. He was in the upside down, and they let him come back. He was murdered already with his girlfriend. But, you know, it was so traumatic that when the crow goes to take you to the underworld and something very traumatic happens and you love that person, it can sometimes, a soul gets lost. But it's all about demonic possession, guys.
Set. You know, I was born in Vietnam, cradle of immortal music. I've lived long enough to see some of the greats play. They tell me that you're quite dynamic yourself.
May I borrow you?
Yes. I look forward to hearing you play. What is it?
We found her.
For your friends. Have you seen Shelley?
No.
You're a good person, Sadie. You wouldn't tell me if you knew. with you. I've killed hundreds of innocents like you in the centuries that I've been here. It never gets any easier. I wish that the murderers and rapists and scum of the earth would do. But they go to hell already, you see. Whereas people like you, those are the souls that he wants. That's the deal I made. You go to hell. So I don't have to.
Please let me go.
You can go.
Watch, look, she gets demonically possessed, guys. And they gotta kill herself, because killing yourself, you're going to hell for doing that, right? And remember Doja Cat's video where she's in the tub full of black goo and the demon reaches up and pulls her head under water and her eyes turn that? That's her submitting to the demonic consciousness. It's her letting the demon take her over. They all know about this in Hollyweird. It's in all their music. They're showing you it over and over again with the black goo crying from their eyes, just like the crow did when he sold his soul. He sold his soul for his girlfriend because he found a video of his girlfriend as a little girl, and this entity possessed her and was having her kill people. So that's why she's in hell right now. But her eyes were demonically possessed. See, he just absorbed her energy.
Stop it. She's gone. Traded her for a better life. That took a lot of courage.
What you gave me was not a gift, it was a curse. I would rather have died.
Well, then you should go be with her.
This voice, man. He burrows inside you, finds the darkest parts of your soul, and gives them a voice. And it just gets louder and louder until you do something evil. I still hear it. I never would have made that fucking video if I known what would have happened, man.
What video? Where is it?
Shelly had it on her phone. Said she had it hidden. She didn't want anyone to see it. I tried to warn her, but she wouldn't leave without you. I knew Shelly a long time. When I saw the way she looked, something was different. I tried to do something right. Fucked it up. I'm sorry.
So, and guys, the movie is actually, you see how it's a little out of focus here? That's because, like I said, it's on a bootleg site, so I apologize about that. But you're not going to be able to see this anywhere else. Now, in the opening credit, or the opening part of the movie, watch this. Remember, we just had all the white horse symbolism with the Olympics, and then in the movie Those About to Die, you had the white horses too. It was all about the white horses. And you got the, remember in the Olympics, it was the Pegasus. The Pegasus, look at this. That's him as a kid with the white horse. They really speak through symbolism, and people don't realize that. Now, watch this, guys. Now, this is the opening credits. Look, it's a bridge. Look, a bridge between worlds. So the bridge symbolism's in the beginning. Watch this. They got the freaking Pegasus, too. Just like we seen at the Olympics. None of this is done on accident. You know, these cinemagicians are casting spells on the audience without their knowledge, programming their subconscious. And you'll see a lot of orange symbolism throughout it, too, the whole freaking thing. But watch this. Now he goes to the upside down. That's that reality he's in when he can cross over. That's where he was, the upside down. Now look here, guys. This is the other part of the opening. He's got the devil. He's submerged in that black goo. Look, he's throwing up the curse sign, casting a hex on you. And he's completely emerged in this black goo. Now, the black goo is the nanotechnology. It's the graphene oxide. This is what allows, it was in the jabs. This is what allows these entities, these demons, these reptilians, whatever you want to call them, to interface in our reality from the other worlds. And they just told you that. The black goo lets them travel between worlds. Yes, it does. It lets them travel between worlds. It's a storehouse for demonic consciousness. That's what it is. A storehouse for demonic consciousness. It's technology, the programmable matter. All right, here's the Pegasus part, guys. I found it. It's right in the beginning. Look. Just like we've seen, it's got the eclipse behind it, the Pegasus, and that's Metropolitan Films. I mean, man, this thing is loaded full of symbolism. I had to do this for you guys, man. I love y'all. Knowledge is power. Truthmafia.com.